The Army's top general said last week that its leaders don't plan on making any major cuts in its forces in Alaska. Army Chief of Staff General Ray Odierno's responses to inquiries by Senator Lisa Murkowski come amidst federal budget-cutting efforts, and as KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, uncertainty about Alaska's military future persists.
You can hear caveats in Odierno's answer to Murkowski's question during a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee hearing on Thursday.
Is it fair to conclude that the number of soldiers that are assigned to U.S. Army Alaska will generally be the same as it is today?
For the most part, it'll be very close to what it is today. Now, we'll continue to look at that, but our plan is not to do much changes to the forces that are in the Pacific.
Odierno's comments may provide a bit of relief for residents of the interior, where the military accounts for nearly a third of the region's economic activity. The Air Force's proposal last month to transfer a fighter squadron from Eielson Air Force Base to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson would take a big bite out of that economic pie, so the prospects of more cutbacks by the Army is worrisome, especially because the Army maintains a bigger presence in the state than the Air Force. But Odierno's comments help fill a void in information that UA President Pat Gamble says the Army has not yet provided in detail.
We've seen the Air Force's plan, and the Chief has been up here and talked to us and everything else, but his counterpart for the Army has not revealed what their plan is yet.
Gamble knows the process well. He's a retired four-star Air Force general who headed up the Alaskan Command and its higher headquarters, the Pacific Air Forces. Gamble says the Army, like the Air Force, also is wrestling with how to cut back enough to meet the big budget cuts mandated by President Obama as part of his administration's strategy to reduce the nation's enormous budget deficit.
So it's not just an Air Force issue. This reduction that's going on the national level is also affecting the Army.
The Pentagon's proposed 2013 budget of $524 billion calls for, among other things, the Army to cut some 80,000 troops in the coming years. Joe Ralston, another retired four-star general, says the military faces a big challenge in cutting such huge sums of money without damaging readiness. Ralston's career includes service as vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and, before that, NATO's supreme allied commander. He now lives in Anchorage. He says the cuts are painful enough, but they'll be much worse if Congress fails to come up with a plan to cut the overall federal budget deficit by more than $2 trillion over the next decade. The automatic cuts, or sequestration of funds, are called for in the Budget Control Act, a measure that Congress came up with at the 11th hour last summer to resolve a standoff over raising the federal debt limit. The Budget Control Act calls for sequestration of $500 billion from the Defense Department budget over 10 years, beginning next January, unless Congress can come up with a plan by the end of this year.
And the Defense Department takes a $500 billion cut and is looking at another $500 billion if sequestration kicks in. $1 trillion, you can't take $1 trillion out of the defense budget without closing installations.
Ralston says sequestration would devastate military readiness and inflict heavy economic pain.
If, in fact, sequestration kicks in on the 2nd of January, which is just a few months away, that's a catastrophe. And there's no question that you're going to see a huge number of base closures under that scenario.
This week, Congress will begin efforts at avoiding the sequestration hammer. The lawmakers will begin deliberations on Republican legislation introduced last week and a Democratic measure to be introduced this week, both of which seek to accomplish deficit reduction through the usual budget process. Given the present political climate and the pressures of an election year, agreement on either measure by Congress this session is uncertain at best. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.